Well, I tell you what, if it smells, if it's got a color enrichment, if it's anything like that, John Prochnow, you're the guy that makes sure that that happens at Pure Fishing.
Yeah, it is. I do a lot of that type stuff with my team, and we're responsible for putting the products together that the anglers can use and catch more fish.
Well, a chemist by trade, so you came out, you know, as a chemist, but you've got like 1,000 of those baits that you have to formulate the process for, and it's like, how in the world do you keep track of it? And here, you know, at Pure Fishing, what do you do to make sure that it continues to get better?
Well, you're right. We've actually added 1,000 new SKUs. We call those SKUs, their products, shapes and colors of baits in the last 9 months. We're just exploding this because of the popularity of the baits. What that does for us, it actually puts a huge load on our research and development department and everything else in making sure all these products work correctly, the colors are right. We work exclusively in the beginning with our design staff and with our pros, making sure that everything that we develop is up to the best quality and standards and expectations that the anglers in the field want.
Well, I've been doing Bass Fan Radio for a long time now, you know, and I go out and I buy product just like everybody else does, and, you know, and go out and try to find what's going to work best or what color I like best. But what I'm finding out here at Pure Fishing is there's a lot more that goes into it. I mean, you've got chemists and people that are engineers and you know, designers and all that kind of stuff, and there's a lot of processes before they ever make the shelf.
Yeah, it's a complicated process, really. You think it's just fishing lures and fishing baits. Well, to us, this is our life and our lifestyle. The majority of us are all anglers. We live to fish, and these types of things are every bit as important to us as a car designer's car is to him, because, for instance, the hard baits, we go into just as many pains and details in designing the finish on a hard crankbait as a car designer does on the finish of your car at home.
I got to ask you, this is something going to drive me crazy, but you started out as a cosmetic chemist, but you also had a love for fishing. How did you, was it a tough deal to change and come into the fishing business, or was it pretty easy?
It was pretty easy. When they came to me with the opportunity to work in the fishing tackle industry, I kind of had to sit back and think, well, why are they calling a chemist to work in the fishing tackle industry? And after we got into it, we were trying to get into outdoorsman products and things like that. And then once you got into here and you saw the different things that were involved with making baits and some of the different things that would be required, it was a natural. And you're right, it didn't take much convincing.
Well, and when you came here, there wasn't half the buildings that are here at Pure Fishing, and you guys have grown by leaps and bounds, but it's only because of that good research and being able to put the right products in the marketplace that guys are catching fish, guys and girls and kids and everybody else. If you don't catch fish, you're not going to grow.
That's exactly right. And credit to the company, Pure Fishing, being able to back us and give us the research dollars we needed to be able to come up with these different products, to come up with the scents and flavors through our fish research team that enables us to get these products that will catch more fish and give everybody a much better fishing experience. It's fun to do that, and it's very gratifying to see people out there enjoying the products that you and your team have actually designed and developed.
Well, you said something pretty critical there, your team. Now all of a sudden you're in the management role a little bit as well. You know, you can't just sit around and fish all the time. You have to manage people and do that. But you also get out on the water, whether it's saltwater or freshwater, right?
Oh, definitely. I'm an angler from way back when I was a youngster. I do fishing on company time. I do a lot more on my own time now, since you're right, I'm in more of a management role and trying to get the logistics and getting everything together and making sure that the products that we put out are exactly what the anglers need and want. So the fishing for my job has gone away a little bit, but the fishing I do on my own to make sure our products are still up and to my expectations personally, it still happens.
Well, you started 20 years ago, and there was a couple guys working on a project, and, you know, you guys had figured it out and try to make it work, but now you've got a team of people that are actually helping you, you know, whether it be like Mark Sexton or somebody like that that could come in and actually are field testers and do that kind of stuff. But you guys are still actively involved in that as well, I would think.
Oh, definitely. We have to be, because their feedback that we get back from our pros, from our guide staff, from the average anglers out there in the field that we talk to when we're just out on our own is very critical, and it all plays a part in how much and what we do to the development process, to what products we come out with. We rely very heavily on our pro staff and guide staff to get us the feedback we need and then make changes and tweaks and adjustments and things like that as we get in there and get the product to where it needs to be.
You know, John, it used to be all about shape. You know, everything, if it was this shape and it was this color, I could catch them. But that is part of the variable. I know you were integral in the power baits, and it became, you know, shape, color, and then scent as well.
That's correct. Shape and color have a big effect on it, and the scent and flavor are right there. In catching a fish, what we try to do here when we're developing products, fool as many of the fish's senses as you can. Make sure it looks like something that he'd like to eat, it smells like something and tastes like something and feels like something he wants to eat. The more senses you can fool, the easier it is to catch that fish.
Well, you said something to me as we set the interview up I thought was pretty interesting, is that bass have taste buds on the outside of their mouth. It's not necessarily like we have as a human inside your mouth, but catfish are basically one giant tongue is what you're telling me.
Yeah, that's correct. And different fish have different anatomies. Some of them have taste buds just on the outside of their, or on the inside of their mouth, and a few on the outside. For instance, a bass, like you said, have some on the outside of their lips and around their head, whereas a catfish, you're right, it's got taste buds from the tip of its barbels down to the tip of its tail. So it is, yeah, a swimming tongue.
Well, John, I tell you what, you've enlightened me on things I didn't even know existed here at Pure Fishing. And, you know, it's really neat because, you know, we get to travel the country at Bass Fan Radio. I get to travel the country and go to a lot of places. And, you know, the research and development and the time and the painstaking efforts that you guys are taking here, it's no wonder that, you know, you're growing like you are and the things are happening for you here at Pure Fishing.
Yeah, we really do pride ourselves in that, and that type of thing is what really keeps us up and on the leading cutting edge, especially for the technologies that we put into the baits, and that's what we thrive on. We really like to do that and make sure we get the right product out to the anglers.
John, I appreciate you being with me, and good luck in the future. I can hardly wait for the next thing coming out.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.